This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM. Kia ora everyone, welcome back to The Arenality, a show on the cultural identities, well-being, passions of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today, I was hoping we can reflect on a couple of quotes that I have written in my notebook this year. And usually these are words of wisdom or anything that someone might have said at work, and I've just been noting them down. And I want to try reflect on those quotes and think about how it felt to receive them at that time and how I feel about them now. But here's an example. One of the biggest sticky note that I have on my work desktop, it says, "Can I allow things to be easy in my life?" Honestly, I don't remember where I got the quote from, but it is super helpful when I get to remind myself to keep things simple, because I feel like sometimes I do have the tendency to overcomplicate things when it shouldn't be a big issue. So, how can I allow things to be easy in my life? To me, at the time, meant, you know, starting something really big or trying to solve an issue that was probably bigger than I thought it was. And suddenly, you know, breaking things down and realizing that life can be quite simple if you allow it to be. It also makes me reflect on a lot of things, because there's been a lot of times in our lives when we tend to forget that we don't have to make things a problem when they shouldn't be. So yeah, I love having this quote on my desk, and I might keep it there next year as well. But I wonder how you can think of this quote and how it can be something that you can think about for yourself as well. Another quote that I have here on my desk that I really appreciate is, "No thinking allowed." And this is actually a quote from one of our youth broadcasters here at ORFM. In one of the shows that we have, this youth broadcaster, she hosts a show where it's all fun and games. And in one of the segments where it's a game segment where you have to say the first word that you think of when she says a word. So for example, ice cream, yummy, snow, Dunedin, you know, something like that. And she would always say, "No thinking allowed." And that makes me feel so full of joy, because it really shows how much, you know, as we grow older, as adults, we again tend to overcomplicate things by overthinking. And the game is quite simple. Just give give her the word that the first word that you think of when she says this word and this word. So yeah, no thinking allowed. And I keep this here on my desk because it reminds me of a lot of things. I think I really want to keep that sense of childlike wonder. I love working with young people here because they have that. They tend to just live life so simply, and they just work on what they have at the moment rather than thinking too far. And it's beautiful as well to just, you know, be mindful and be in the moment to the point where, you know, you don't have to complicate things by thinking, which is why I really love that. And which is also why I wrote that on my disc. The same person actually said another quote that I really loved, and I've put it on my disc as well. Because, you know, as my role is training broadcasters and podcasters, a job that I really love doing, during one of our follow-up sessions, during, you know, technical training, I've asked one of the youth broadcasters about the things they learned last week, to check if they remember everything, and they did. So I asked them, so how do you remember so fast? And she said, it's because I have no stress in life. That honestly was the best thing I've ever heard that week, which is why it was, you know, it went straight onto my sticky note, onto my desk, because I really wanted to remember that moment. Yeah, it just shows how important it is to remember what it was like when we were younger, and also how beautiful life is when it's all, you know, what you have going on. It's really all you have to think about. Not saying that, you know, kids don't have their own worries and homework and chores and things like that, but it's really beautiful to think that they have this self-awareness as well that, oh, you know, as adults, you have a lot of stress in life. That's why you don't remember easily. But yeah, I love that. How do you remember so fast? It's because I have no stress in life. I love that so much. It's probably one of my favorite quotes on the table as well. I interviewed one of our local Nepalese community member during Mount Everest Day. So the Dunedin Nepalese community, they had a celebration planned for Mount Everest Day, which was the first celebration in Dunedin. And I love that we got to talk about that. One of the quotes that came out of that interview for me was, step by step, just like climbing Mount Everest. And the organizer brought this up because we were talking about life in general as well. Like, how do you keep up with everything? And how are you getting on top of organizing the plans and things like that? And the organizer kept saying, step by step, just like climbing Mount Everest. And I think that was beautiful. I put it there on my computer because to me, it reminds me to just focus on the next step. Again, with us adults overcomplicating everything, seeing everything at once, feeling overwhelmed by the amount of things we have to do every single day or even in the same hour. I love that this is a quote that reminds me to just focus on the next step and do that, and then focus on the next step and do that. I also wonder how easily this can be done, because to be honest, I don't think I have ever achieved, you know, just focusing on one thing at a time. And I feel like I get distracted quite easily as well as, you know, something comes up. But yeah, I'm just thinking about like how important it is to think about, like, sometimes you don't really have to think about the bigger picture of things when you can break things down, break the big project down into little pieces and just focus on one tiny chunk of it. That's probably something I want to work on next year. I love that it's relatable to them and their culture as well, being Nepalese. But yeah, I love when people share their wisdom like that and they somehow relate it back to their home. One of the other quotes that I have here that I really enjoy was from one of the people that I interviewed early in the year. And I think it was about one of the Christian holidays. And she said, you stay still when you listen to my story. And I don't know why that quote actually felt important to me at that time. But, you know, reading it now, it didn't feel like anything special. You know, it wasn't like a really flowery quote. But I feel like at that time, I felt like I was rushing a lot. I was doing a lot of things at once. So the fact that the person that I interviewed said that, you know, she noticed that when I'm in a conversation, I stay still and I try to focus on their story, and hopefully it helps them to feel comfortable to open up and also share more deeply the things that they want to share to the community. Yeah, that made me feel very special at the time because I feel like I needed that motivation as well to remind myself that this is something that I enjoy doing. And I think it's because it's a time when things were getting really busy with work and life. It's always good to have all these reminders to keep us going. So I loved it. That's why I wrote it there. You stay still when you listen to my story. I love that quote. And it was a basically direct feedback from someone after having the interview with me. One of the quotes I have here as well is, it's pretty simple, but it says, "Wow, we are beautiful." And it's actually sent by one of the members of a community after I sent them their group photos. And it's it's pretty simple, but to me, I just love how this person like owned their collective beauty as well. Like, we are beautiful, instead of, oh, you know, oh, everyone looks so beautiful. Like, we are beautiful. Yeah, to me, that there's a difference because I don't usually hear people using the word we as like a whole community rather than calling a community. Hope that makes sense. But yeah, I love that. I love this quote so much because it just makes me feel so happy. I feel like that's the only reason. It just makes me feel happy because they were happy and they were joy off the photos that we took off the people in the studios after recording and something like that. So that was very special. And lastly, something that I just, a quote that I've put on my desk very recently, and also the topic of today's podcast, it's life is the special occasion. And I do want to break this down because I feel like I had a lot of time to think about this. It's about how sometimes we delay things or we're waiting for life to start when actually life itself is the special occasion that we shouldn't be waiting for. And I think we all can relate to this in a lot of different ways. For example, if you have been postponing a celebration, or if you've been saving some good things for later, or you've been, you know, just keeping things that you want to wear on a special occasion, but you haven't because that good celebration hasn't happened yet. Yeah, those kinds of things, you know? And we all know, we all have, you know, a special kind of perfume that we only wear during night outs, or even like big celebrations, or if we have a suit that we only wear like once a year. It's those kinds of things that, you know, we intentionally put away to save and only use it for something special. And it's not just about like material things, it's also around the experiences that we want to have, but we delay all of that because it's, you know, we think that it's not the right time. So why do we do that? Well, to me, I feel like I've kind of grew up with this mindset. I don't know about you. I can't speak on other people's upbringing, but to me, I feel like I was kind of used to having like special plates for special guests, and like normal plates for home. And it might also be the reason because, you know, as children, you obviously, my mom wouldn't want us to break the special plates, but you know, it's been ingrained. You will have things that you only bring out when there are people coming over. So delayed joy is the term that we are going to be learning about today. And it is all because of a few things. But one of the big reasons why we delay happiness, or why we try to not celebrate every day or too early, is because we may be questioning our worth. And it's, you know, beliefs or questions like, I probably haven't earned this yet, so I will not touch this. I need to fix myself first, or I need to break this habit first. I need to feel confident first. I need to lose weight first. You know, all these probably unnecessary expectations that we have on ourselves, that is making us hold back. And perfectionism is also something that we do that delays joy for these moments that we should try to have, you know, not, probably not every day, but like more often than we usually do. And yeah, I think it's because we're so used to only celebrating ourselves when we accomplish something. And I do this too, you know. I tell myself, oh, I'll get a sweet treat if I clean the house, or, oh, let's work hard this, and, you know, clean the house. Well, it's always cleaning the house. It's all the chores that I do. Let's clean the house and then go and grab matcha. You know, it helps us to keep us motivated, but there is a point where it becomes less of a motivating factor because we're just so used to it being a thing. Living in survival mode is also something that we do, which delays our time for joy. So for example, survival mode is when your nervous system is overwhelmed. You feel like there's so much going on. And especially when it is a very busy season. And I can recall a very busy season. It could have been like, you know, a few weeks ago or right now for a lot of people. Your brain would be prioritizing survival over joy. There's basically no way, no time for you to rest right now because you'll be doing all the rest in during the Christmas break. So you think this is the time where you have to keep, you know, grinding everything. And I don't think that's useful, at least for me right now. It's always good to be sustainable with your rest so that you don't experience that numbness and you don't force yourself to keep going, because it's more sustainable to have breaks in between rather than keep working through and have one big rest at the end, because yeah, your body won't be feeling safe enough to relax at the end because it's just so used to being so powered up. And another reason why we save things for the our special occasion, or why we delay joy, and I think this reflection came from my personal culture as well. It is a fear of being seen to be enjoying life. Very interesting, but I feel like, you know, in some situation, we can't really be seen to be enjoying life too much. And it's probably because we have to not expose too much of our lives, but also because we can't be shown to be too much, or we have to keep things modest. But I feel like, you know, in order to appreciate life, you also need to be appreciative of the good things. And it doesn't mean you have to put it out on social media or tell everyone you meet on the street how happy you are about life. You can do that silently. And this is where I feel like it's quite important to me to be reflecting on this in terms of my spirituality as well, that having joy in life doesn't have to be loud. It can be a silent prayer. It can be, you know, just having a meetup with your friends and just everyone telling each other how good life is. It's just making time to talk about being appreciative of life in general without, you know, blasting a post on social media or updating everyone on your stories. But, you know, you can do that. But if you're worried about being seen to be enjoying life, there are other ways to do that that isn't loud. So that last quote of life is the special occasion is definitely a big one for me to reflect on. And I hope that it's given you something to think about as well. Take care and have a lovely rest of your month.
You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.